The shoe manufacturer Clarks have removed their Dolly Babe kids shoe from its website following outrage from some of their customers. With pink insoles and dainty hearts, the shoes are aimed at little girls. But parents were furious at the alternative boy choice, which is called Leader. Sturdy, black and decorated with footballs. They've been accused of sexism. Clarks have said, we're working hard to ensure our ranges reflect our gender-neutral ethos. Do we now need gender-neutral shoes? Our number today, 03030 80 55 55. The commentators Emma Wolfe and Martin Daubney are joining us. I began by asking Emma if she thought this was sexism.
Of course this is sexism. It's what we know happens to little girls from the minute they're born. That they are reminded that what they look like is more important than anything else, that they should be pretty, that they should be presentable, they should be attractive, and even that they should be sexual. And to be giving little girls shoes called Dolly Babe, with little pink hearts on the insoles, while little boys are given lovely, robust shoes that they can run around in, they can play football in, and they can enjoy, and that are called Leader to remind them how important they are. This is where it all starts.
Martin?
Everything is sexist, part 5 billion. This is just another one of those silly kind of non-traverses that middle-class mothers get outraged about. These shoes have been on sale for well over a year, and nobody even noticed this. And that's because these shoes aren't even stocked in stores with the name on display. It's for staff reference. And also to assume that these shoes are just kind of thrust upon us by middle-aged, probably white men in boardrooms without consulting their customers first is absurd. These products are very carefully market researched. They're popular with mothers who buy most of the shoes, and there is generally no problem apart from the fact that some people just like to be offended about absolutely everything.
No, Martin, the reason that no one has picked up on it for a year is because these are just one and yet another example of the endemic and inherent sexism in our culture. That little girls are being put in a situation where they need to worry about their weight, worry about their appearance, worry about how they look. It's absolutely stupid, and it undermines their confidence. It leads to body image anxiety. It leads to eating disorders.
It's
unpleasant sexualization of young children. Even if it was middle-aged men, hold on, calling them Dolly Babe, that's even more inappropriate.
My daughter is called Dolly. It's a beautiful name. You could say that Babe is inappropriate, but it's just a shoe name. To take the leap of faith that a shoe name in some way oppresses girls and women moving forward, that it in some way determines their life choices or their success, is beyond absurd.
It's not about the name. It's about the message it sends, and it's about the shoes themselves, which are pretty with little straps, uncomfortable heels, little hearts embroidered on them, whereas boys have lovely, strong, they're different shoes for little young children. How ridiculous is that?
I'll tell you what you could do. Buy the boys' shoes or buy a different shoe for the girl. You know, I buy boys' trainers for my daughter because they're cheaper. That's another thing, you know. The true sexism debate in this, the boys' shoes are 11% more expensive, but nobody's mentioned that. Now, we hear about more expensive things for women all the time. Buy different shoes. If you don't like them, don't buy them. This is the market. You know, the market self-rectifies. Simply buy another shoe, and that's the end of this crisis.
Emma?
Well, I keep saying it's not to do with this specific shoe. It's to do with an entire culture in which young girls are given tops which say things like sexy or babe on them.
Don't buy them.
Girls, young, but okay, don't buy them. That's an individual choice for parents. You know about parent, about pressure, about the fact that the girls want what's on sale, the way that children nag their parents. Why should little girls have crop tops made for them? The fact is,
they don't have to. Don't buy them.
But social science has shown us that from a very young age, little girls are given less attention.
So
they cry less. They're given less food. They're given less attention. This is all part of the
culture. It's got nothing to do with shoes.
The culture. This is all part. Yeah, but the boys' shoes are called Leader. This is all part of a culture in which girls grow up thinking they are less important, less confident, and are given less attention.
So, Emma, is it out of date now then, unacceptable, you know that phrase, let boys be boys and girls be girls, is that unacceptable now?
Look, if children naturally want to dress up in you know, princess dresses and play and all of that, of course it's fine. But I don't think that for very young children we should be labelling them with these kind of sexual terms. It isn't appropriate.
Clarks
and it just leads to the kind of pressure that girls have their whole life. I can only tell you that as a woman. I can only tell you that you do, from the earliest age, you are made to feel conscious of how you look, while boys are out there enjoying themselves.
Here's what Clarks have said. They've said, quote, "We are working hard to ensure our ranges reflect our gender-neutral ethos." Can children's shoes really be gender neutral, and do they have to be, Martin?
No, they shouldn't be. It's ridiculous, I think, to kind of impose this kind of notion upon parents that they are somehow bad if they choose girly stuff for their girls or boy stuff for their boys is, I think, just the tip of the iceberg of how ridiculous and absurd the modern world is becoming. You know, parents choose shoes ostensibly, and quite clearly, mothers like to buy girly stuff for girls and boy stuff for boys. If they didn't, they would no longer buy them. These shoes would no longer be made, and this issue would go away. You know, anybody who understands product development and market research would understand that these products are popular with mothers, and that's why they are still sold.
And
if they weren't, they would disappear.
Martin, anyone who understands product research and all of that would know that it's children that nag their parents. We did it when we were little. We used to demand the newest trainers.
Emma, let me ask you this. So Clarks are saying that they want their shoes, their range, to be gender neutral. So if shoes should be gender neutral, should clothes be gender neutral?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that blue is for boys and pink is for girls. Why shouldn't we all enjoy all ranges of colours, all styles of clothing? I saw that Chris Evans recently took his son to a young son to a premiere, and his son was wearing a dress. What's wrong with that?
Well, if you're Chris Evans, nothing, but it doesn't mean the rest of us should dress our boys in dresses. The whole point is this is about choice. And
if you look at baby clothes,
what the liberal left cannot accept is that people make choices that aren't the same as theirs. You can't accept that girls like to dress as princesses. You can't accept that boys like to play football. We should all be doing the same things.
Well, girls like to play football too, Martin.
Of course they do, and they should be encouraged.
You have a lifetime of wearing uncomfortable high heels, you know, you just get sick of it. Why shouldn't you allow children? Why shouldn't you allow children to be children? I'm not talking about what I individually choose. I'm talking about what our culture expects from women and what our culture expects from men. And to give little boys shoes that are labelled leader, that just makes me sick. Absolutely.
And again, Emma, are you against then the conventional girls will play with toys, boys will play with dolls, boys will play with action men? Are you against that?
Yes, I'm against that. And I'm against boys being out there playing football while girls are meant to stay in and be neat and tidy and clean. I'm against
that doesn't happen.
I'm against men being served before women and men being given more hearty portions. It's all part of the culture which says that women are weaker. Women are here to be looked at and to be pretty and to be always, always, always under the male gaze. It's not appropriate for little girls.
So you are against girls playing with dolls as opposed to boys playing with action men. Do you think toys should be gender neutral too?
Look, I don't think you should ban girls from playing with dolls and little boys from playing with action men. But I think that you should stop this very, very young kind of genderisation. Why do baby grows have to be pink for girls and blue for boys?
You can just buy a different one.
Why do we impose that upon them from birth?
We don't. You can make choices. You can walk into any shop in Christendom and buy any product you like as a parent. You don't have to be forced to buy anything. You're not forced to buy girls or boys. So if you make a choice to somehow make out that we are being, evilly kind of led down the path, it is absurd. If you are so weak-minded that you buy stuff on the basis of the gender, then look at yourself as a parent. My daughter plays with Lego. She plays with boys' toys because she has an older brother. I don't care. I leave a range of toys out. She plays with what she wants to play with, and whatever she chooses is fine by me. This is all about oppressive, neurotic, middle-class parents getting their knickers in a twist about non-stories. And let's look at the bigger issues, child poverty, the fact that boys are behind education at every level. 62,000 boys less are at university than girls.
Let's look at the growing rates of body dysmorphia and eating disorders amongst girls and women.
Praying,
let's ask why that is.
Depression Olympics. What we're talking about here is If you're saying that shoe choices actually hold girls back, you need to prove it. You need to prove something beyond the fact that I'm a bit offended by this, therefore we should change it. That's not democracy. It's absurd.
Martin, you know that's not what I'm saying. You know I'm saying this is part of the wider culture in which women are girls are assailed upon all sides by things like Dolly Babe for a three-year-old. That's completely ridiculous and shouldn't be allowed. Yes, I am saying it shouldn't be allowed.
These
sexual names.
In 8 years of being a parent to a boy and a girl, I have never once noticed the name of a shoe. You know, seriously, I buy shoes. Oh, they
You're
look
not
strong.
A little girl.
No, I have a daughter. I've never once noticed the name of shoes until this ridiculous story kicked off. Real people, real parents who are getting on with their lives don't even notice this nonsense. This is people who want to be offended on Twitter to get social media brownie points. That's all it is.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right.
Thank you. So here's the number today, 030-30-80-55-55. Joe in North Belfast. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, what do you make of this one then? Shoes. Do they have to be gender neutral?
No. No way. My daughter is bisexual. And she plays for Liverpool ladies. So she does. And she can buy whatever she wants.
Yeah. So do you think it starts to get dangerous when or not? Look, is it a trivial matter and it doesn't matter, or does it matter when shops are positioning shoes as certain shoes are for boys and certain shoes are for girls?
It doesn't matter about that, Dar. It doesn't matter. You can go out and buy a pair of trainers and you can put them on, and that's it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Joe, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you. Emma Wolf actually is back with us this morning. Morning, Emma, again.
Morning.
Good morning. Some of our callers want to speak to you today, like Connor and Clonard. Morning, Connor.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Say good morning to Emma.
Morning, Emma. How are you, love?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. I hope Stephen's bicycle shorts are gender neutral. But I'm listening there to all of the talk about, you know, how badly this is affecting women and girls and all the rest of it. And I'm wondering, have the shoes had the same effect on Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill and Nicola Sturgeon and Angela Merkel? I think there's 26 other leaders of places around the world that are women.
I think you're making a sort of lighthearted point, but actually, if a man spent a day wearing uncomfortable high heels, I think you might agree with me that it's quite a fundamental part of who you are. When you wear uncomfortable shoes or tight clothing, things that you don't feel comfortable in, yes, I think it does affect how you perform, how you feel about yourself, how you are on the stage.
It's a pair of shoes, Emma.
But do you not think, Emma? Sorry.
What?
Sorry, do you not think, Emma, then, that if you're wearing something that's uncomfortable, it's your problem, not nobody else's problem? You choose to wear the high heels and the tight tops and the tight dresses.
Yeah, but we're talking about little girls, and I'm saying this stuff starts very early on, actually.
I have little girls, and they don't wear high heels, and they don't wear tight tops, and they don't wear tight dresses.
No, but in the case of these Clark shoes, the little boys, the ones that are called Leader, little boys' shoes are really comfy and robust, and they've got nice big straps. The little girls are thinner, and they are less comfortable, and they have little pink hearts.
Connor, thank you. Let me move on to another caller here. Robin in Belfast. Morning, Robin.
Morning, Stephen.
Say good morning to Emma.
Morning, Emma.
Morning.
I was just making a point there, Emma, to the girl that took my call. You know, I feel that it would be women like you and people like you that would be part of the problem here. Getting the kids to question their gender at such an early age. Kids should just be left alone to do their own thing, you know, and when they come of age, then certainly, yes, if they're questioning it, you know, me as a parent...
But that's kind of what Emma's saying, Robin, to be fair.
Right way, you know?
Emma's saying don't give particular shoes to you know, don't label them at such an early age.
I don't want them to question their gender at all. I'm saying they should just be left to be kids.
Yes,
they can run around, wear comfy shoes.
You're talking about a very menial thing about shoes. You know, at the end of the day, you know, kids will wear whatever shoes they want. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't do that. The parents buy them.
You're talking about the kids and, you know, wanting them to a girl not to play with dolls and a boy not to play with action men. You know, what a load of nonsense.
No, what I keep saying is it's just shoes, but it's symptomatic of how little girls and little boys are sexualized and sort of gendered from such a young age. I'm kind of agreeing with you that they should just be left to be children. Why should you call a little girl Dolly Babe?
Sorry, can you repeat that? Why should you call her what?
Why should a little girl wear shoes called Dolly Babe?
Because she wants to. You know, whenever I take my kids into a Clark shoe shop, I don't go and ram the shoes on their feet. I let the children kind of make their own pick.
I've had two children there.
One's coming two and the other one's coming one. My wee girl's pretty clued in and she picks her own shoes. She certainly doesn't walk up to a pair of boys' shoes and grabs them off the shelf and wants to wear them, you know, because she's a little girl. She picks a wee pretty pink pair and or whatever, you know.
But do you read anything into the fact, Robin, or do you think it was a coincidence that the boys' shoes were called Leader and the girls' shoes were called Dolly Babe?
So the male is the leader? Who's made up two names for two separate pairs of kids' shoes, Stephen.
Paul,
you know,
okay, Robin, thank you.
I don't think he thought and said, yeah, let's stick with
the
leader on
the
kids' shoe because boys are the leaders, you
All right,
know?
Robin, thank you. Sorry, Emma, go ahead.
I just wonder why a little boy should be called Leader. You can say Dolly Babe, doesn't matter. I mean, I think that's a sexual term. But why should the boys be given the term Leader? Why shouldn't a girl be a leader?
Paul Dixon, Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, but why wouldn't he be called a leader? He doesn't want to be a sheep. He wants to be a shepherd. He wants to be the leader of the pack, doesn't he? I mean, the girl can be whatever she wants to be. And you were referring, you contradicted yourself earlier about the food. One minute you're saying, you know, why should men get big portions? But yet you're saying about women obesity. You're sitting there contradicting yourself.
I didn't say anything about obesity.
She's not contradicting herself, is she, Paul? Insofar as she's saying, let's not...
As you said earlier about food portions.
Paul, what she's saying, let's go to the heart of what Emma's saying. She's saying, let's not give messaging out to children at such a young age, which defines them as girls and boys, and then tells them what a girl-like thing is and what a boy-like thing is. Now, I'm not saying Emma's right or wrong, but that's what she's saying. She's saying, look, you know, maybe actually little boys would want to play with dolls. Maybe little girls would want to play with action men. And let's take that early age positioning in a child's mind as to who they are away.
Stephen, I'm saying even more than that. I'm saying sociologists have shown that we treat little girls and little boys differently, that we attend, you know, that we, little boys, that they're given more attention when they cry, they sleep more, they're given more food. I am saying that fundamentally, from the earliest age, we treat male and female babies differently.
Okay, let's let Paul respond. Go on, Paul.
Well, Anna, here, listen, Tiersey doesn't want a pair of shoes that has girly stuff on it. Take her to that Doc Martin shop and buy her a pair of DMs. What's the matter with that? I mean, at the end of the day, she can make her own decision. If she goes in and sees something that's too girly, obviously, that you know, she can, at that age as well, she can start to define of what type of gender that she wants to be as well.
Like, would you have any problem, Paul, with a boy playing with a Barbie doll?
Well, sort of, yeah. I would, all right.
Why?
Because it's a girly thing, so there's...
What does that mean, though? So try to think that through. What does that mean, it's a girly thing?
Because you want your son to be able to produce, you know, you want your son to carry your family name on, don't you? And things like that, though, you don't want to, you know, it's just one of the things where you just don't want to go down that sort of path.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Patricia in Hollywood. Morning, Patricia.
Oh, good morning, Steve, Pat. Thought came to my head and said, a bicycle. I rode my bicycle for years and years, and I loved my bike. I loved it. But would you go round or you go across? I tried. Put my leg over a man's bike, the bar cross. I couldn't do it. So do you go across and you go round or just give the choice to the child?
Patricia, thank you. Kim and Tandragee. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
I would just like to say, 2 weeks ago, my daughter and myself went shopping into Clark's to get my granddaughter, who's four, a pair of shoes for going to school in September. Yeah. And her mummy was all set in these Dolly Babe shoes, all set. That's all she wanted to buy. But it was her daughter, my four-year-old, didn't want them. She wanted a cheaper pair of shoes. So her mum had to just settle for the cheaper pair of shoes. She didn't want them. She wasn't interested.
So what's your point, Ken?
It was her choice. You can't, like, a four-year-old can't beg her mummy for a pair of Dolly Babe shoes. She doesn't know what they are.
Hey, we all know about the pressure that children exert on their parents to have, you know, the right brand, the same shoes as their friends, the things they've seen in adverts. There is a lot of pester power, isn't there?
Yes, there is, but it's up to the child's choice herself. She can't, your mum...
Yeah, but obviously, Ken, the child...
I'm not sure it's a choice when little girls are brought up in this environment. That's all I'm saying.
And then for the baby grow thing as well, how does one day a baby know it's laying in a pink or blue baby grow?
Okay.
How does that stick in its head?
Listen, it's an interesting discussion. We've got to leave it there. We're out of time. Emma, thank you.